Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, where we are all about helping you be the best version of yourself and live your life as God intended. We have yet another great episode today, so I want you to stay tuned, grab a notebook, a pen, a drink, and let us chat about what is on the agenda today. Hello, people. Welcome to another episode of the Adia Talks podcast. My name is Mo Adia. I am your host on this podcast, which is linked to our Adia Talks community. And our vision is to equip you, empower you, educate you. In all of that, we're helping you be the very best version of yourself continuously, because that's continuous, which is only found in your creator. So thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all our wonderful regular listeners. Thank you to our new listeners. Thank you to our irregular listeners. I love you all. Group hug, group virtual hugs, because I'm a virtual hugger. Hope you are all doing good. Hope you're well. Today we have another episode. I don't intend for this to be too long, but you know, when I get talking, I kind of get talking. But I don't believe this will be very long, because this will be to the point of, you know, what we want to talk about. But how are you doing? We are in the month of August. And our community is kind of a bit of a break. So you'll probably see stuff on our IG, but like a bit of a break, but like we'll just move as the Lord leads. But we'll be back on our themes and things we have in September. And I'm so excited for September to December. We have amazing things planned. We have our Equipped 2022 conference that will be in December by the grace of God. And we have exciting things also planned for the rest of this podcast, etc. The plan is that August is a bit of a break on this podcast, but I'm just like, there's just so much to talk about. There's so much to really, like, God is just really talking. So I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to just flow according to as well the Lord leads, because I just speak as he leads me to, and he puts the words in my mouth. It's not up to me when I do that. But, you know, anyway, so today we are here to talk about an interesting topic. Now, this topic should have, I'm not sure. Okay, so by the time this comes out, there will probably be already a post about it. I've written about this topic like probably about 5 months ago. It's been sitting in my Instagram drafts, like, you know, me and IG posting, if you see my drafts, it's very interesting. Oh, just sometimes I just want to like delete the app. I'm not really that interested in it. I like stories and all that, but sometimes I'm just like, man, life, I have other things to do, but I would not be lazy with it. But like, it's something the Lord really laid on my heart, and the draft has been there, as I said, for like 5 months, and I will post it this week. So by the time this comes out, you will have already seen, well, if you follow me, Moody, on Instagram, you would have seen the post. But the post is very, like, I'm so stirred to post it, because I really, like, it's doing me, if that makes sense. Oh, it's like eking me. I can't explain it. And it's not in an irritating way. It's just like, oh my gosh, like, should we still be here? Are we still on this? Or maybe it's not still, or maybe it's just a mindset change, right? So the first thing, actually not the first thing, the topic really of the post and what we're talking about today is the whole thing about truth. And this has been on my heart for quite a while, in terms of truth and how people address truth in this society that we live in, especially, I think this thing sprouted up in 2020 a lot, just with a lot of the activity going on and everything that, you know, 2020 happened in so many ways, right? So a lot of the activity going on, obviously the social media aspect, a lot of people trying to prove that they're behind, like trying to prove that they're behind certain things and all of that. So this whole thing about your truth, live your truth. Oh, my people hear my truth. This is my truth. My, all of that, right? Okay, that's what happened. We heard a lot about that in 2020, like a lot. And, you know, I get it. I'm not playing down anybody's lived experiences. I'm not saying that, you know, discarding anything anyone's been through. People have been through things. I've been through things, you know, all of that. But I just want to point out that as a believer, really, truth is truth. truth is God. Like, truth is the word of God, let's just say, for, you know, to describe that, right? So as a believer, your truth is not your lived experience. Your truth is what the Lord says about you, what the word of God says also, whether it's about you or whether it's just what the word says. That's the truth. That's the truth that you live by. That's the truth that speaks of you. That is the truth that was spoken into your DNA and your being before you were even birthed by your mother, before you were created and formed in your mother's womb. The truth is what the Lord says, not your lived experience. And why I'm really pointing out this distinction is often what happens is we people live onto this, latch onto this, their truth. And that's what they make become their sort of their reference point to live by. So, you know, someone might have had a terrible situation in growing up or whatever it is. And often they'll say, okay, this is my truth. Let me speak my truth, all of that. And it's a lived experience. It doesn't mean that just because you have failed in life, let's just say, that that is who you are. Because what happens is that identifying with that truth of your truth is robbing you of your identity in God, of your true identity in God. As a believer, your truth is God. Your truth is what the word says about you. Let's just say if it's about you, but even more generally in life, the truth is God, is God, is the word of God. That's the truth you live by, not your own truth. And this goes, you know, as well when people are like, oh, let me speak my opinion, speak, you know, and opinions are great. They have their place. By the end of the day, your opinion should never trump the word of God, right? You can have an opinion or viewpoint about something, but God has a viewpoint about it, and that will always trump. I'm speaking to believers here, right? That will always trump, or should always trump, whatever your opinion is, right? So I'm not saying you can't have it, but God's ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are, so his opinion about it is, at the end of the day, the opinion that you take, as opposed to enforcing your own opinion. Now, it doesn't mean that if you have an opinion, you can't discuss it with God, or you can't have a conversation about it. You can, by the end of the day, you reconcile it back to God's opinion. And in fact, I wouldn't even, well, depends where you are, but, you know, just take God's truth to be your opinion rather than trying to form an opinion. Because what the world teaches you to do is literally form your own opinion, form your own truth, write your own truth, write the truth of the truth. And it's like, hang on, like, where are we getting this from? You know, it's like, write your own story, right? I'm like, the story about your life, right? Let me not get into this too much. But, and at the end of the day, the story about your life is what God has written about your life. So the goal in our life is to live by the blueprint God has set out, and to constantly commune with him and to walk with him through that journey and journey with him. This leads me onto another conversation I recently had, right? So the life is not meant, God is not, he didn't leave us here to like navigate or figure out life ourselves, right? But sometimes we take on this mindset that, oh, it's difficult for me to hear God. Oh, I can't hear God for this. Oh, I need to navigate and then come back to God. And it's like, God has given, and I'm not saying that you would always hear God clearly or things will always be 100%, you know, like you would know all the time, because we do live in a fallen world. So the environment we're living in doesn't make it, you know, conducive all the time. So it's literally always a bit of a battle, right? That's really what Adam lost in the Garden of Eden. He lost his place of constant fellowship, his place of dominion, and being able just to fellowship with God like that. And now fell into this fallen world that we live in. So like, there's the environment that doesn't make it conducive. And even just think about it generally, the way the world is, it's completely opposite from the kingdom. Like the way the world thinks, what the world tells you, the world's like, your truth, form your opinion, live your life, write your story. I'm like, what happened to like how God has intended for us to live, you know, be your own, this, you know, be self-made. I'm just like, Look, they can say all of those things, but my point is that as a believer, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you're a follower of Jesus, you're not just a churchgoer, but you're a believer, you're a disciple of the Lord, you take things from God's perspective, and your truth is God, right? There's no your truth, my truth, or, you know, my forming this, you know, my truth, right? And we are not to conform to the things of this world, but there's a very, you know, it feels like a very thin line often that is crossed where we're just trying to stay quote unquote woke or trying to be, you know, maybe, you know, in with what's happening or what's all of that. But at the end of the day, right? In fact, not the end, at the start, middle, finish, end, every part of the day, we are to live according to how the Lord has called us to live, or to live from his perspective. We are not to conform to the ways of this world. Now, the kingdom is not restricted to the church, right? So the kingdom is meant to go out there and form its own, create the kingdom systems in, within the world, right? That's the way it should be. But often we find that there's a world system and we're trying to like flex and trying to like adjust ourselves to create some sort of hybrid that we can live in. And it's not to say that like we ignore what goes on in the world, etc. No, like we look at Daniel living in Babylon, but he's still such an example. He still had his, what, you know, how he came, how he was brought up, rather, how he came into, he was in Babylon, but he was not of Babylon, right? He still had the God. God was still with him. He still showcased God in everything. He still received everything that he received was from God. His source was God. Everything that, all the dreams, everything he interpreted, all the excellence he had was all given to him from God, even though he was living in Babylon and knew the ways that they operated there. He still did things the way God would have had him do them, right? So let's, you know, not get caught up in the way the world does things and constantly take on that narrative and live from that mindset. And let's not take on this mindset that says, my navigating through life is difficult on this and I need to do, like, you know, even you'd be surprised, a lot of people just take on that mindset. And God did not leave you here to navigate. When Jesus was leaving, he said, I have to go so that I can send the Holy Spirit to be with you, so that you can know. He will reveal, he's a really revealer of truth. He will teach you, he will comfort you, he will counsel you, everything, right? He's the one. I have to send him. So he was like, I have to actually leave so that you can have your navigation, who's Holy Spirit, with you here on the earth. Right, you can have him. When he told the disciples, he said, wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit has come upon you, so that when you're going out, you will know what to do. You will navigate. How many times did Apostle Paul want to do something, but he'll say the Spirit prevented him from doing this? He wanted to go here, thought, okay, you know, logically I should go here, but the Spirit. So we're not here to just like, we don't need to, by living, you know, trying to trial and error life, or trying to rewrite a script that we think God wants. Like, there are books in heaven written about you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, the Lord knew you. He had said, this is what you be. This is, he created you, right? So he is there already. So our job is to fellowship, to be in oneness with God, really, and to move according to his rhythm, like move as he leads us, to be a friend of God and to just fellowship with him in such a way that we know what to do. We're of the mind of him. He's thought to higher than our thoughts, but we're of the mind of God. We know what God will have us do, rather than just saying, oh, I'm just going to live, you know, this way. And also these lived experiences we've had, some of them are not great, but that's not what you identify with. That's not your truth at the end of the day. If somebody had a, you know, as I say, a terrible experience growing up, maybe they were maybe abused or maybe something, I'm not downplaying that, oh my gosh, this happened to this person and this was awful and all of that. But the end of the day, that person is who God says they are. So as God sees that person, is who they actually really are. That's the real them, not this broken person they are. Now they might be broken because we're in this fallen world, this fallen state, and these things have happened, but God sees them as who they really are. Let me tell you something. God sees you as who he calls you. That's why often, you know, sometimes some of you will get prophetic words, you get things of, you know, things of encouragement, and sometimes you feel like you're in such a low place, but God is like, when God is speaking about you, he's speaking about you from the perspective of like Tony, I don't know why this name just came to me. Tony, do you know how I see you? Tony, great woman after my heart. Tony, who will do exploits for me. Tony, who I sent to the nation. You know, and Tony's just there thinking, oh my gosh, I suffered this. And God is like, I see you in my eyes, Tony, as this wonderful thing. I have great plans for you, Tony, in my kingdom. You are going to be this. You're going to be that, Tony. I have said all of this over you. And it's not even going to be. It's already done in that sense, right? But, you know, Tony is still down. And God is like, let me be the one to lift you up and bring you to that place. Surrender to me so I can heal your heart. Surrender what you believe is your so-called, I don't want to say so-called like I'm downplaying it, but surrender what you've identified yourself with as your truth. Surrender it to me so that I can lift you up, so that I'm the glory and lift you out of your head, so that I can bring you out of that place and lift you to the place where I have for you. You are the apple of my eye. You're all these things. That's how God sees Tony. Don't know who Tony is, but that's what happened. But the point, I think you all get the message. I'm so passionate about this because there are other angles to talk about this thing about, you know, your truth versus, you know, the truth, all of that, like, you know, all of that. But this is just the angle the Lord's leading me on, right? But I just want you to understand that your truth is God, like who he says you are, who he is about any situation, all of that is your truth. You're not living from a lived experience of your past or what you even expect about yourself in your own mind, in your own lowly state about yourself. It's that your real reality is really, your real reality should be what God sees you as and what your reality is, your reality in Christ, as opposed to what you see. This is another thing that the world says, perception is reality. I don't want to go down that angle, but perception is reality. That's what the world will teach you. And sometimes in doing that, they let you think that what people therefore think about you is your reality, right? That's the whole thing about perception is reality. You will probably hear in the corporate world a lot, right? Perception is reality. Or if you're a salesperson, if the customers see this way, then that's the perception and that's reality. But I beg to differ. That's not really true. That's not true according to how we should live as believers. You see, the world's always the other way around, right? So perception is not really is not my reality. Your perception is what you think, right? What you think. But that doesn't mean that that's my reality, because that doesn't mean that's who I am. So I understand what they're trying to say, because they're trying to be like, oh, if somebody thinks this, then, you know, that's really what the thing is. So you have to change, you know, that's a different conversation. But the end of the day, that's not really your reality. Your reality is really, you know, God is what God says is the real reality, right? And the final opinion. Somebody might have a perception, but that does not mean it is actually your real reality. Because what happens when they say that whole perception is reality, people tend to then hatch onto that perception, right? And they subconsciously make it become their reality. And people say that often when they want you to change something, and I get it. But what people often do is then identify with that reality. You see, words, you know, they identify with that perception as the reality and then just start to manifest that subconsciously. It's just like they said, oh, somebody, let's just say somebody says, somebody called Katie, right? Katie, you know, somebody thinks Katie's a failure, for instance, or Katie's, you know, done, and then Katie hears, this is the perception, you know, they now begin to take that on. They now begin to see themselves as a failure. Whereas the reality of what God has said about Katie is that Katie has overcome all obstacles. Katie can do all things that strengthens her. All Katie probably needs to do is identify with the word and just really fellowship with God and start living from seeing God as her source in everything she does, seeing God as the one who downloads and gives her the strategy of what to do. That's probably what Katie needs to position herself. But Katie then takes on this like, she's a failure. And then in her own strength, she's trying to not be seen as a failure, you know? It's an interesting one. But I hope all of what I said makes sense, because it's so on my heart, because we must really be very deliberate about changing our mind to be in alignment with the mind of God and how God, you know, sees us, all of that. We must change our mind to be from the biblical perspective, because what happens is when we take on the lens of the world, we are then but there's this constant battle. And the thing about the lens of the world or what is around us is the world will always tell you this, right? But we have to be deliberate about really conforming to the ways of the Lord we have to be deliberate, because naturally what the world surrounds us is, you know, the ways of the world, right? So that's why we have to be very deliberate about it. So I encourage you to really ask the Lord, all I've said, is everything Mo said, does it actually make sense to you? Does it just sound like, what are you talking about? Or is there something the Lord needs to uncover to you and reveal to you and give you more insight into this topic, and ask him to reveal to you, like, okay, God, like, I've always thought this, and, you know, my truth, maybe you've leveraged that truth. You've used that truth you've identified with this so much and it's formed your identity. But let the Lord show you, actually, it doesn't mean, like, you know, sometimes from those lived experiences, we obviously help others, we, you know, bring them to that. But it doesn't mean that's the end of the day, your truth, because you're helping others to be able to overcome, you know, because God has said you're an overcomer. So that's the end of the day. That's the real truth, right? So let the Lord minister to you concerning this. I just wanted to make sure I did what he asked me to do, and I've done that according to how he's led me. I hope you were blessed. I hope this made sense to you. And Father, I just pray for everyone that listens to this podcast, that Father, Lord, that they will identify with what you actually say about them and what your word says. That, Father, they will not take on the mindset of the world and identify with it as being their own identity, but they will really find their own identity in you by just looking at you, just being in your image, Lord, and just looking at you, Father, Lord. Just turn our hearts back to gaze upon you, Jesus, that we may see you in all your glory. And Father, Lord, that love and that light just radiates on us, oh God, Father, Lord, and we just reflect you in everything, and our heart is just full of you. I just pray for a flooding of our hearts to be with your light, that our heart will be illuminated with your light, with the real truth, with the exposed truth, with everything, Lord, the light of God will just flood our hearts and our minds, and we will be the revelation and the truth of your word will be our reality, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh Lord. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Adia Talks podcast. I pray you are blessed. You can follow us on Instagram, Adia Talks Community. We also do have a Facebook prayer room, currently called the Adia Talks Prayer Room, but that's probably likely to change in terms of the name pretty soon. But you can join that. That's specifically just for women. Keep in touch with us on Instagram. You can join our newsletter. We have exciting things planned for the rest of the year. So, looking forward to connecting with you all. Share this podcast with a friend. Leave us a comment. Send us a review. All of those things. Let's get the word of God out. Let's encourage believers to really live in the truth of the word. Take care. God bless you. Speak to you later, or chat to you later. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode blessed you. If so, why not share it with a friend or two or three or four, and make sure you subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to. Feel free to also comment, share some feedback, etc. You can also follow us on social media. We're on all the major platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. On Instagram, we are Adia Talks Community. Everywhere else, we are Adia Talks. You can also head to our website, adiatalks.com. We have some great resources on there, again, about helping you just live your best life. So I encourage you to check that out. We have amazing things on there, so many wonderful things to come. Join our mailing list, etc. Take care, and God bless you.